See, the misrepresentation of the free, you know, the trade debate, you know, by the media, has been is exacerbated by, you know, initiatives like the Red Nose Day and by charities seeking, you know, to raise money from the public that basically present developing countries and countries like Ghana as objects or as victims, you know, as people, you know, and countries for whom sympathy is solicited, in which charitable support is required to, you know, to bring people out of, you know, indecent poverty, and the most horrifying pictures are shown, you know, to strengthen this charitable and victim image. Now, this where you never really hear that it's not an issue of charity, it's an issue of justice and injustice. It is that for a quarter of a century, a continent of Africa has been effectively enslaved through the most, you know, stringent enforcement of externally imposed policies that had turned a continent that largely fed itself to a continent that now begs for food. Turned a continent that did not know indebtedness to a continent that is held and bound, you know, by horrendous and odious debt, you know, to debt which most of which is illegitimate, a continent that basically, you know, competed with the rest of the world and making rapid progress after colonization, you know, to educate its people and to produce and to provide public health services and water to its people, basically go back another 25 years, you know, in terms of its progress in health and education. Now, this the situation that these countries have become is not an issue of charity. It is an issue of injustice. So what we should be addressing is how come who is it that has responsibility, you know, for having turned this continent into such a wasteland? And for us, it is very clear. The same G8 countries, the same World Bank, the IMF, the WTO, the institutions that are set up and owned by the powerful countries from the north, who use those institutions to enforce policies for the last 25 years, have responsibility to undo the injustice. The G8 is perpetuating a system of economic control, and then branding this economic control as something else. And when it doesn't work, the G8 does not take responsibility, as even has happened with the Africa Commission report. It does not say we take responsibility for the disaster we created for the past 25 years. It simply says we will do something different. So the G8 uses the poorest countries in Africa in particular, basically as its experiment, and controls it for the extraction of the resources that are essential for them.